Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Well. Hello, everyone. It's Allison here, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
Hello.
And tonight's sponsors are, of course, you could get buy one, get one, and buy one, get one, 50% off at amandeve.com. Get, the code is AETBOGO at the checkout up until June 30th, and Vimeo Pro you could get for $17, for a little less than $17 a month. So you could find those, all our affiliates at either ancpress.me/affiliates and or ancpressco.com and click on affiliates, and you'll see all of our list of affiliates right then and there. What would you guys say, if someone had, marry their Mac or PC? What? Yeah, I know. It happened.
What?
In Florida. Yeah. I guess.
And in Florida, it's kind of funny. In a way that is, someone sorted, you know.
Yeah.
Because this guy's byline.
Florida is the
this guy's byline was this guy's byline was like this. Recently I purchased an Apple computer. The computer was sold to me without any filters to block out any pornography. Not that I needed any. I was provided without any warning by Apple that pornography was highly addictive and could alter my reward cycle by the manufacturer. Over time, I began preferring sex with my computer over sex with real women. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, not boys and girls, but ladies and gentlemen, we all know that computers are hardwired.
Yeah, hardwired.
Which kind of means you're fucked without a shit hard drive. But anyway, I digress. Over time, I began preferring sex with my computer over sex with real women. Naturally, I fell in love with the computer. Because, and preferred having sex with it all over other persons or things as a result of a classic conditioning upon orgasm. Well, yeah, sort of. It's unclear whether
I would be concerned how much this person is actually taking it to the next level. I see him how he wanted to just try to get to have sex with the it would have been interesting to see how he would have sex with the computer, but legally marrying it,
yeah.
I don't think. You can marry an inanimate object.
Well, and yes. An inanimate object. No, it's an inanimate object. That's number one. Number two, could you imagine? Could you imagine how bad his dick might feel?
Even though it's like, yes, you could.
I mean,
you
could, between,
you could
between,
tell.
Between the trip wiring, the wiring of the Mac, the external wiring, the hard drives to make his dick feel harder.
I've heard a hard drive, but this is ridiculous.
Well,
no,
the hard
it wasn't. I don't think. It's like hard drive or hard drive.
But too hard drive or not too hard drive.
Yeah, and that's just, it's like you want
that
to...
That is the question, isn't it?
Yeah. How, it's like
yet,
you want
yet,
to...
Yet, the article continues. It is unclear. It's unclear whether the server actually is unstable to sustain a sexual relationship with anyone outside the context of masturbating to porn online, but or it is a fine example of satire. I'm guessing a little bit of A, a little bit of column B, but either way, it's severe server's intentions matter little, and judging by the judge supervising the case, who concluded the motion has been passed, place has no place in this lawsuit. And I was surprised at the motion. Because that it was thrown out, because it should have come as a surprise that when somebody who's virtuoso is flipping fine frivolous anti-gay lawsuits, last summer I5 attempted to sue Apple for failing to sufficiently protect him from the evils of online pornography. Now, I don't know about you, but the evils of online pornography come on, folks. How many times can you click a dick?
click a dick or data click.
How many times can you do that? But yet, this guy attempted to describe his failed attempt to obtain a marriage license for himself and the machine.
I heard of strange things, but that's just... That
now, ladies and gentlemen, if I had been a fly on the wall, I would. Because this is fucking ridiculous.
It's like,
but anyway,
I digress.
The digressing part of it is not into every man worth his salt.
I wonder if it's for, it's like machine, to marry a machine, is it to marry a machine or not to marry a machine? Fuck a woman? Fuck. Fuck with numbers on your TV screen. I would say, actually be able to have someone, not a machine.
Yes.
Sorry, this guy should definitely won't get some. Should be in a some lovely place that has a nice upper room.
Yeah.
Or
I'm always good. Or should be in this. Stop. Or should be in this sort of thing. The thing about it is really that he continues on. And the funny thing about this dude is that he continues on that he said he also filed a 50-page motion intervening a Utah gay marriage case describing his failed attempts to have a marriage license for himself and the machine, which is suing he practiced monogamy with his electrical appliances, and one can reasonably assume reference to the aforementioned Mac. Now my question is really this. How big is the condom?
Yeah, I could just picture him being like, should I wear a condom? It's a machine. I don't have to wear a condom.
No, what he does is, he uses the casing that protects the Mac originally when you buy it.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay, yeah, I could do that. And boy,
and he's the one that's a Trojan.
Yeah. Makes
but
sense.
Yet,
it's
he
like,
doesn't close it. He doesn't close it, but when he wakes up every day, there's cum all over the screen.
I would feel bad for if he tries to sell that thing, because no one's going to want to purchase that.
No, I would feel really bad if he sold it and the owner calls him. Ring, ring. Hello? Yes? There's a cum stain on my MacBook. Can you please take care of this?
Sorry.
But anyway, it's funny because, you know, clearly the two belong together, so the legal system should not just try not to get in their way and let them tie the knots already. And when they finally do get married, for one, I would like to volunteer my personal services to organize a MacBook bachelorette party.
Yeah, with other MacBooks?
Yes, and everybody in the right, how do you do this, is my question. How in the world do you do this? That's number one. Number two, how many people think MacBooks are sexy and Allison, do not answer that question.
I'm not going to say a word.
Good. Because it was a redundant question.
I'm aware.
Oh, my.
Shut up, Jessica. You're not in this. However.
Which he could even be trying to. I wonder what if he's watching any TV shows, all he's trying to shag the MacBook.
Well, if she's trying to shag everything, then the funniest thing is kind of
one time,
The funniest thing is, how in the world he might shag the Mac. Because he could shag the S key, he cannot shag the E key, he can shag the X key, he can shag the A key, he can shag the S and then shag the S again. He can shag the H key and then the O key and then the L key and then the E key repeatedly and repeatedly spell it with his dick.
Yeah, I don't know if you could do that with a computer or a phone or any other. It's like,
well,
it's
think
like,
about it. Think about it. Think about it really hard. He's spelling
okay.
it out with his dick.
I know. Which is I think that. This man is certifiably insane? His name?
Certifiably insane. But yet, then there's the, on top of that,
yeah.
right, there's the man, if that wasn't weird enough.
Adam
that wasn't weird, if that wasn't weird enough, on the next segment, comes on the heels of somebody who looks like Santa Claus.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly, I need to shave really, really, really badly.
Yeah, it's crazy when we think about it and say, there's some crazy people. People, if they really want to shag so much, I could see them. Adam even got six dolls. Couldn't have got more things that they've already used. Just saying.
And then, I mean, clearly, this man, clearly wants meat. Or he wants to get his way. He wants to get his way.
He wants
in meat. So many ways. You know.
It's like go to the, you don't need to be a cannibal. You could easily go to a store and get meat.
Yes, you can get meat, but not allegedly naked.
Yes. Going to the store, yes. Yes, it's doable. Going in and getting meat. Otherwise, not being the boss, that tends to make things just a little bit hairy. In more ways than one.
Hairy? I think anybody, needs to do get a heat razor, okay? Number two, get, get a huge razor, then
yes.
Totally grab him, put him in restraints, okay? or put him to sleep and then shave his ass.
If I, let's see how much, this actually can, how, let's see how far this person will hurt afterwards. With the whole relieving him,
he'll probably be noticeably cleaner.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But he'll probably want to kill somebody.
When he was allegedly doing the crime, I'm sure there's people who'll be like, this person is in the nude. This person has gone out of his way to be in the box.
Well,
so,
yeah.
It really, really makes things really interesting. It's like, I'm going to see how things are when I, when it comes to wanting to go to a store to shop.
Oh my.
Well, yeah.
It's like, yes, how can you not shop the news? That's the question. And he apparently chose I'm going to carry me cleaver. And
I'm the carry me cleaver through. I'm the carry me cleaver through the streets. And then I'm going to just try to basically fuck everybody over. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck everybody over. Now. Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to fuck everybody over. And yes.
It's like, let's see where this gets off. Let's just see.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a little bit better than
then it comes down to
other places.
Yeah.
Other things. Now, in our third article tonight, the funny thing is that The Onion.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
the Onion's fantastic for so many things.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I cracked up at this one. But that's for the next segment. But back to the naked
Onion?
Man.
Yes.
No. Back to the naked man. Naked man of I mean, it is. He. Let's just analyze it, okay? He wasn't doing anybody any harm. That's what. That's one. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Yet, wasn't doing any harm, yet he was naked.
And carrying a meat cleaver.
Naked and carrying a meat cleaver. Did he have a bad dream?
Maybe. Maybe of himself.
Did you have a bad dream?
Maybe. A little bit. Something. Maybe. Don't know. So,
it's funny, you know.
It's like you're crazy, motherfucker. Aren't you?
I mean, you're crazy, and you're going, oh, yes, yes, have a meat cleaver, have this, I'm gonna go, you know, I'm now gonna go and chop everybody's nuts off.
What?
I'm gonna chop everybody's bits off. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, that might be a little hard to find out.
I have no idea why I'm gonna chop everybody's bits off.
Yeah, that would make for an interesting state of affairs, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, and the interesting state of affairs of it, is. The interesting state of affairs is kind of interesting in terms of how in the world you go running through the streets of whatever town and basically cause havoc with...
Here's the scary thing. He was 71 years old. Ugh.
71 years old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's 70.
All the weekly parts. Oh.
He did not. Sorry.
71 years old. I'm running through. Maybe he just had an episode.
Yeah.
You never know. Probably just an episode.
Which is very, very bad.
Well, it is very bad, but you can't really do anything, can you?
I know.
Yeah.
Well.
Because I'm going to chop your nuts off, sonny. You got
whippersnapper. No. Well, yes. And on...
Now to the onion.
Let's get on that topic. Next one.
Yeah.
Next
well,
story.
Yes, and on to the next topic. The onion.
Yeah.
Well, the onion, it's kind of funny because I love the onion.
Yeah.
I love the Onion for what comical madness it turns up. I spotted this article and most decided to put it in tonight because it is rather funny. And we all know we don't want to disturb the person across the street. We all know that in terms of food, we don't want to go to a closed restaurant, right?
Sorry.
We all do not want to be the last person eating in a shitty restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's plenty of shit restaurants. Now, this is a new one, folks. A man attempting to determine whether a restaurant closed without getting his clothes without getting too close. And would take you all the way down to Baltimore.
Hmm.
You know, Charm City. Charm City, USA.
Yep, Baltimore. It's funny, because, like, when you do this, you don't want to look like an idiot. Yep. This man certainly did look like an idiot. I mean, decidedly looking like an idiot. One, he squinted and craned his neck, and two, it reads, he squinted and craned his neck in an effort to peer through the establishment through the front windows from the sidewalk across the street. Local man Shane Pearson confided to reporters Friday that he was attempting to discern whether the cafe and bakery was actually closed without having to get too close. I think I could see the waitress running around. But it's hard to tell. Yet, let's just analyze this for a few minutes, shall we?
Yes, let's
because this is too funny not to analyze. One, you're across the street. If you're across the street, you can't see the shit in front of you. That's number one. Number two. How the heck do you put everybody? How do you put everything in terms of well, order energy until something bursts across the street.
Okay.
Can you?
Yeah, no.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Well, can you or can anybody?
Don't think so.
Anybody? Crickets. Nobody.
The big N.
The big N word is null and void, null and void, and null and void. You know.
So you just got your just for the word. You just got your
just dessert.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the funny thing One of the things about how in the world you kind of it kind of gets going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, like anybody can do this. It is hysterical how everybody does it. But yet, right now, he says, it's about 2:45. But I don't know if they were willing to stay open until 2 or 3. Well, why don't you... Here's a hint. Here's a nice hint. Why don't you go across the street and find out?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Or, wait a second. Does somebody have to push you? Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
Great idea, Poindexter.
You know, does anybody know how to, you know, would you care to explain this theory? Expand on it, please. Thank you.
It's like, let's see how much.
But anyway, into our next topic, which comes from the Washington Post. Now, North Korea has just released its list of the U.S. human rights abuses of one the U.S. is living in hell. Now, what do you think of this?
I'm honestly, I don't know what to even think. It's like, North Korea, the place where there's human rights organizations trying to cause a talk on the cattle blast. Come on.
Yes, yes. North Korea organization in North Korea releases, you know, anyway, sorry, this is Kim Jong-un. Anyway, this is not right. This is not right at all. My people, they hate your country. They don't give a shit about you. But they do give a shit about it's everything in between. Come for instance. Shut up.
It's like
done.
It's like be quiet. So something somewhat stuck something like a bottle.
But yeah. What are we doing wrong? That's the thing. What are we doing wrong? What the hell are we doing wrong? And here are some key points. From the U.S. or from North Korea on what the U.S. is doing wrong. Allison.
Yeah.
What are those points?
Or if I only have Johnny take that, since he likes...
Well, yeah. One, Johnny, what are those points?
Points up.
Like, from North Korea
what?
And their what little
the
ways...
I mean...
It's like their points mean nothing. Even though it's like everyone has an asshole. If everyone has an asshole,
yeah.
Does that mean that one's right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm.
It's like going to make a point, make up some inane points when they're already facing some.
If I do recall.
Johnny, could you kind of find key points, and I'm not lovely life. We have lots of life. So
it's it is funny. Because
yeah.
You know, one of that point. Is the funny thing in terms of it, the funny thing is how funny thing is how you
oh my!
Shut up, George.
Oh,
yes,
shut up.
George. it is
funny how they say, oh, yes.
US has more issues than North Korea. Bullshit!
Well, yeah.
It's like,
definitely. The funny thing is that, something about North Korea, well, a lot of funny things in North Korea.
It turns out Kim Jong-un tends to put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, a lot. You know, it's sort of like the Cairo dictator, the short Maktouba Umabad.
Mm-hmm.
Who spoke up to the UN and said, I have notes. The notes is there was no Holocaust. And which is what Kim Jong-un is doing right now. You know, I mean, I wish one of his advisors would say, I'm sorry, Mr. Un. Hello? Yeah? You're fucking wrong. But then
it's
Mr.
Like,
Un would probably...
Probably would send them to their demise.
Well,
and
yeah.
Not in the most pleasant
way. No, probably using a, you know, trying to maybe take a manacle cutter to the toes or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like you want to be out of things. It's like craziness to extreme.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cuckoo nutty.
I mean, it is it is absolutely crazy.
It's like,
you know,
how many people the U.S. has done quite a bit to try to protect people.
Well, the U.S. has done quite a bit.
Yeah.
But nobody is actually saying, oh yes, we're going to actually change things. You know what I mean? Nobody's saying that. They are saying it's you as is wrong. It's wrong.
Right. Makes sense.
But yet, the U.S. is never wrong.
Very true.
Or the U.S. thinks it's never wrong. Right. Everybody in the world who is going, oh yes, we're fine.
And everyone's looking at the U.S. like it's the ugly stepsister.
Yeah.
Well, the ugly stepsister, but going, oh yes, we're fine. No, we're not. We're definitely not fine. You know?
Yeah.
We're definitely not fine. Oh. Okay.
Ugly. It's like the whole Cinderella aspect. There are always these people saying, no, if these people are wrong, then it goes completely
completely batty.
Yeah.
You know, completely batty.
Yeah.
Absolutely batty. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
We digress, ladies and gentlemen. The last sort of topic in our show tonight. I do not know truthfully how to address. Because I don't know how to address it.
Right.
But I'm going to address it. For the good of the show.
Yeah. And we're coming close to end of show. So that means...
Which is that Trail Meters readers telling down to free cash, to free living, or else, what? What exactly is or else?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Allison, do you want to take this one?
Sure. When I saw the article coming from Forbes, they said that it was very oddly stated, with basically saying that Twitter fucking mute button, or is turning out the mute button, which means mute or and among other topics. And there was another topic where people, they're basically wanting, sorry for being somewhat slightly confused, it's been a long day.
It's Monday.
So,
It's Monday. I hate the fucking Mondays. But anyway, go ahead.
Where people are now wanting to have to basically say they're wanting to live in the, they're not liking the meters. They're wanting everything to be, it's like they feel that they don't have to pay, which when you're living in a city or in a metropolis, you gotta fucking pay some, pay whatever you have to do to make sure your car is actually,
well, your car is actually there.
Yeah, and not taken away from, not having the government, not having the meter readers and everything else to have it, basically having it where you would have you would need to pay it, or you're going to have a lot of fees. Those people are doing their jobs. There's not a matter of, matter of speaking, it's just how it's going to be.
Well, yeah. And the funny thing is that where will we cater after all? All of that and crap other than that. But it is funnier to see everyone in terms of everything else. You know what I mean?
I agree. It's like your law can not only screw people's lives off by saying, no, this isn't right. If it's not broke, don't fucking fix it. And let's call it a fucking day.
Well, yeah, of course. Don't try to fix it.
And I think they're trying to say, oh no, it's fine.
Like, everything's all happy duty.
Everything's all happy duty until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. It's like they don't get it. They don't want to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think they want to get it. Nobody wants to get it.
Nobody wants to get it.
They would understand it.
Yeah, I guess.
It goes down in so many.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
So many ways to say. Especially when people just don't give a damn.
Exactly.
Of course they don't.
It's like, I'm going to try to do something that's not cool. Let's see where it gets me.
Well, yeah. Where does it get you?
I don't know. Where does it get me? I don't know. Where does it get you? Where does it get me? I don't fucking know. Do you? No.
So it's like you want to play? We play, and we play harder.
Well, it's like we play harder than you. Fuck you. What? I said, ha ha, ha ha. Anyway.
So, that just makes things just a little bit more interesting, too.
Oh, yeah. Makes things a little bit more interesting and a lot more challenging.
Oh, yes.
A lot more challenging in every fucking sense of the word. You know, and going, oh, wait a second. First with a man sucking his dick. You know, let's just recap the entire show, shall we? From day one. Yeah, since we have only a few seconds left.
About 3 minutes left.
Yeah, man sucking his dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, okay. It's like the best joke of all. Man sucking man top. Man goes crazy with a meat cleaver. Man is attempting to discern whether a restaurant is open or closed.
Yes.
North Korea goes absolutely crazy for the U.S. or the U.S. fucks over North Korea. Then trail meters living in a free New Hampshire town.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks. What?
Excuse me.
What has this world come to?
I don't know. Nor do I want to know at this point in time.
I would like to know. I would like to know. And I would like to know now. I would like to know right now. Right now. Before I whip the shit out of the man with a meat cleaver.
Yeah, no.
But yet, I would stupidly be chasing down a stupid motherfucker with a meat cleaver who would probably chop my head off anyway.
Yeah, then that's never fun. It's
he probably gets as close as my ear and probably only chop his own bits off. But anyway, we have 1 minute.
Yes.
Yes. About that, yes.
So,
we can get a lot done in 1 minute or less.
Yes. Shall we?
We will be having a new challenge starting on the 9th of June. At 10 p.m., that there will be a lot of craziness, and we're going to also have a new schedule where there's going to be another show coming on our network. So,
yes, exactly.
End up having, there's going to be two shows for your enjoyment, and
there's an and.
Site is officially up. You could go find it. It's all at itsmyhero.com, where you'll find a lot of different things on there. A lot of our information. So definitely check it out.
Definitely. And with that, good night, ladies and gentlemen. It is now Tuesday morning. Get to sleep, and we will definitely see you tomorrow. Good night.
I'm just like
good night.